Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Red Cross is intensifying food assistance to Gwanda District in Matabeleland South Province, which is one of the regions in the country hard hit by perennial dry spells.
As of now, first, what one may see that people at least have something to just keep the body and soul together. It's a heavy to mouth thing because the harvest that was expected to be a bumper harvest did not really materialize.
The South African government says it is still working on modalities of handling permits for thousands of Zimbabweans working in that country.
At this point, I wish to announce that we are in the final stages of deliberations about the Zimbabwean special dispensation, which will expire in December this year. I am mindful of the anxiety among Zimbabwean nationals in possession of this special dispensation issued in 2010, but I shall announce my decision in August this year.
And ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa says Zimbabweans should hold a national indaba to tackle the country's deteriorating economic situation.
The Zimbabwe Red Cross is intensifying food assistance to Gwanda District in Matabeleland South Province, which is one of the regions in the country hard hit by perennial dry spells. The Red Cross first launched an appeal for the district in January, saying an estimated 3,000 children had dropped out of school, some to help their families earn a living and others because their parents can no longer afford school fees. Government has also failed to raise enough money to pay fees for the less privileged under the Basic Education Assistance Module, or BEAM. Most humanitarian groups have been hit by donor fatigue as world economies continue to struggle.
The Zimbabwe Red Cross says it is targeting Gwanda District as there is no other organization responding to the lack of access to food in the region. The Red Cross says the origins of the food shortages include prolonged dry spells, erratic rainfall, and people having limited access to seeds for planting due to the poor performance of the 2012-2013 agricultural season. These factors have all aggravated the situation. When reached for comment, Red Cross spokesman Tekshua Mazurusa said he was busy and did not later respond to phone calls. But former legislator of Gwanda South, Zinti Mkandla, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the crisis has eased a bit as people have harvested, but it's temporary.
Now, first, what one may see is that people at least have something to just keep the body and soul together. It's a hand-to-mouth thing because the harvest that was expected to be a bumper harvest did not really materialize as people would have wanted to. It's slightly better as of now, but one can really see that the hunger is looming on the horizon.
There are also reports that thousands of children are not going to school. Is this what you are seeing on the ground?
Well, I'm not really knowing much about that, but the area that I've been to is not my own rural home, which is in Gwanda North. The situation has not really reached that, though I believe with the passage of time, yes, they may drop out of school because of hunger and other reasons, because poverty is on the increase in Gwanda because of the various reasons that almost everyone knows.
In your own view, what should be done to try and address this food situation in Mat South?
I think everything boils down just to the governance of the whole country. Matabeleland South and Gwanda District in particular is a drought-prone district. I think there was a scheme some years ago which was called Give a Dam Scheme. I believe to try to alleviate the hunger, though not in its totality, would be to revive the irrigation schemes.
Former legislator of Gwanda South, legislator Tande Konzinti Mkandla, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Bulawayo.